Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you. You know, I want to share something with you all. It doesn't get any better than this. This is like way cool. So I'm excited to be here and to talk with you today. And my biggest task will be to stay within that 20 minutes that I've been allotted. And I'm sure that Scott will turn me on up back there when the time is right. So, okay. I was sitting there in the chair thinking about whether I wanted to share this raunchy joke with you or not. And I'm not usually a joke teller, but I thought, I think I want to tell a joke today. So I'm going to share with you a kind of a raunchy joke about treasure, because my talk is about hidden treasure today. So there's this guy. He was in a cave looking for treasure. He found an old lamp. He rubbed it, and a genie came out. The genie said, "I will grant you 3 wishes, but your ex-wife will get double." So the man agreed and said, "I wish I had a mansion." The genie granted it, and his ex-wife got 2 mansions. The man said, "I would like $1 million. The genie again granted it, and his ex-wife got $2 million. So his last wish, important, he says, "Now, my last wish is that you scare me half to death." Yay! I feel so successful at telling a joke. So, today we're going to talk about hidden treasures. So, what are our hidden treasures? Betty talked about the hidden treasures. Ernest Holmes talks about the hidden treasures. And hidden treasures are those things within us that are not yet materialized. Our dreams, our hopes, things that we want to aspire to do, those are our hidden treasures. We are the treasure chest, and the hidden treasure is within us. So, how do we get to our hidden treasure? I want to share another story with you first. There was a man, his name was Al-Hafid, and he lived on the banks of a river in India. And he had a nice farm with orchards and gardens and excess cash and a beautiful wife and children. He was very wealthy because he was contented. Then an old priest visited him one night and said, "You know, there are rocks and there is earth and precious metals and stones." He told the farmer that if he had a few diamonds, he could have not just the farm, but many farms. The farmer listened, and suddenly he wasn't that happy with what he had thus far acquired in life. He sold up and went traveling in search of diamonds across Persia, Palestine, and Egypt. A couple of years later, what money he had was gone, and he was wandering around in rags when a large wave came along from the sea and happily swept him away. The man who had bought his farm, however, had another story. One day while he was watering his animals in the stream that ran through the property, he noticed a glint of watery sands. It was a diamond. In fact, it was one of the richest diamond mines in history. It yielded 1 and 2, but it wasn't 1 or 2 acres of diamonds. It was unlimited amounts of diamonds. So sometimes I think what we do is we go looking for our treasure somewhere else, right? And when our treasures are already right here with us. I want to talk about three things that are, I feel, primary treasures that we possess as human beings. The first one is knowing that God, Spirit, Source, resides in, through, and as us. We hear this all the time. We hear it all the time. God is in us, right? And God is in everything. However, I think that sometimes we don't actually really understand what that means. And what that means is that if God is in us and God has created everything that we see and that we don't see, and that is what created us, that must mean that we are pretty freaking powerful, right? We are freaking powerful. However, I know I am guilty of this. I will get caught up in, you know, the stuff that's going on during the course of the day or the course of the year or who's in the presidential office or all that kind of stuff, and I forget my personal power. And on top of that, sometimes I'll be like, oh, I'm without this, or I'm without that, or I wish I had this, or I want that. And what I fail to do sometimes is center down and remember who I am and who brought me here, right? I am the life of God. So that is one of our hidden treasures, because we can use that treasure, that hidden treasure of spirit within us, to create a life that is beyond our wildest imagination. Ernest Holmes says something about God in us, and I'd like to share that with you. Let me see. So he says, no greater good can come to you than to know that the power already within you is the power to live, the power to create, not only to create for yourself, but for others, the power to do good, the power to heal, the power to prosper. You are to realize that the power within you is a divine authority. It is a dispenser of divine gifts. It is a giver of life, of joy. It proclaims the kingdom of heaven, the harmony of the soul, and the unity of all being. So this power within us is way, it's unlimited, right? So if the power within us is unlimited, we are unlimited. And so we have to court the spirit, though. It's not enough to know. I read somewhere while I was kind of researching for this talk, it's not enough for us to know what Ernest Holmes says or some of our other great teachers. We have to do and become what they talked about. And so that kind of takes a little bit of work. So we have to put a little energy into that. So the next treasure that we have is the treasure of choice. So I know when I came to religious science, and even now sometimes, some old tape is running about me that I have taken in. It's not necessarily the truth. As a matter of fact, most of the time it's not the truth, right? But that old tape is running, and so I am conducting my life in accordance with the tape rather than with the truth, right? With that God is within me. And so our treasure, the second treasure, is to know that we have choice, that we get to decide how we're going to live our lives. So I have to choose also to increase my awareness about what I'm thinking about, how I'm behaving, and what I'm doing, right? So if I am being really critical of somebody, guess what is going to, I'm choosing to have come back to me? Criticism, absolutely. If I'm being loving with someone, kind and gentle, guess what comes back to me? I get to choose that, though, and I have to. If I don't, I'm living by default, and guess what? I don't know if that's the program you want to be playing, right? So it's really important for us to kind of check if the default button is on or if our choice button has been pushed, right? And we get to direct our thinking by the choices that we make. We also are in control of what is coming back to us or what we are experiencing by the choices that we make. So powerful, powerful tool or something in our treasure chest. Okay. So in order to find these hidden treasures, we have to go to the treasure chest every day. Because we'll forget. I don't know. I forget. I roller skate. And I roller skate about twice a week. And, you know, I'll get out there on the rink and I'll roll for 2.5 hours. Not straight, but I'll get off and I'll get some water and I'll talk to a couple of people. And then I get back out there and I'm doing my thing. I've done that for 22 years, every week, unless I've had an injury, and I've had an injury or two. If I take off from my skating, guess what happens when I go back? I'm a little tired, my legs are kind of sore, I got to work my way back to where I was before. So my suggestion is to not have to work your way back, to go to the treasure chest every day, remembering who we are, remembering that we have choice and the power of choice in our decisions, but the value of going and opening that treasure chest every day. There's one more thing I want to share with you about choice. Roger Teal, one of the ministers at The Minister, at Mile High Church in Denver, Colorado, wrote this cool little book called Life is Joy. And he says about choice, one of our greatest growth paths is to take responsibility for the quality of awareness, for the ideas that are being empowered. For many, their inner thought life is unexamined and undisciplined. Until the choice is made to embrace a higher mastery in life, indeed, this is one of the great gifts we've all been given, which is choice. We are constantly choosing how to perceive and interpret experiences, how to react and respond, and what ideas will be established as our truth. All we have to do is take stock of the results that follow these choices. We can opt for self-pity, self-loathing, or victimhood, though those kinds of choices that actually cause pain and difficulty into our lives, or we can carefully and dynamically choose indifferent, more effective ways such as inspired intentions, self-love, and compassionate responsibility. So choice is that second treasure within our chest. The last one is, well, it's probably not the last one. Ernest Holmes had a whole bunch of them, right? What we believe. But the ones that I chose today is that to know that within each of us, we have the ability to create our own reality. And what am I choosing to create? How do I know what I'm choosing to create? All we have to do is just kind of look at what's out picturing, right? This morning, while I was getting ready, I've been visioning, I've been setting an intention. I've set an intention to return to ministerial training. So at Holmes Institute, and I'll be returning in August for ministerial training. And one of the things that's at the center of my heart is to be able to inspire and uplift and encourage and teach those things that I know and that are specifically coming through Cindy Long, right? And so I was like, my dog probably thought I was crazy. I was like, guess what? I'm doing it. That's what's happening today. And for us not to miss, when we set that intention, when we are creating our reality, that we see that reality is actually showing up for us, right? And how wonderful that really is. This is not the first time I've spoken. However, it feels like the first time that I've spoken. And but I believe it is the first time that I have had this experience to speak with a group of people and have my intention behind it. That's why it feels so significant and powerful. And, John. So, we hear that term, we've been made in the likeness of God and in the image of God. And what that means is that God, Ernest Holmes, our symbol, okay, I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but our symbol is this circle with a V in it. And there's spirit at the top, and there's kind of like this funnel and these little lines on the side right here. And so spirit is coming down into the funnel, meeting the soil, which is that place that creates whatever we put in it, it makes it happen, and then coming down to the bottom where we have the manifestation. So what are you creating? Assess yourselves, evaluate, see what's showing up in your life, right? If you don't like what's showing up, change it. Do something about it. If you like what's showing up, do more, because we can't outdo God. Like, if things are going really great, they can be even greater, right? So let's remember to search for our hidden treasure, to go into our boxes, our treasure boxes every day, use our tools to excavate our treasures, because sometimes it's kind of hidden down there, pretty much, pretty good. What are our tools? Meditation, studying, using our imaginations, spiritual mind treatment, practicing gratitude, affirmations, visualization, service. Service is really, really important. Like, how can I serve my fellow human being, my fellow brother or sister on the planet? And deciding what we want. So, my charge to you today is to open your chest every day. Even when you're tired, it's late at night, or you've hit the snooze button 1,000 times, go into the treasure chest every day and practice your spiritual practices. so that we can continue to expand and know more of our God self. The qualities of God, Ernest Holmes says, and the Bible says, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, harmony, wisdom, intelligence, abundance, prosperity. And there's a lot more, right? Things that we don't even know yet. So I want to invite you to prove God and show up with those qualities. Bring those qualities to life and become full out livers and expressions of God. Wow.